What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, my loves, and happy Thursday. Welcome to the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kinsley Meeks, and I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete, really just aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to hopefully learn some things on all things health and wellness, and hopefully just make you have a happier day in general. So I appreciate you new listeners, and if you're an avid listener of my show, that's what's up. I love to hear it. Thank you so much for always tuning in and watching the show as well. So when this podcast episode will be releasing, it will be when Christmas is almost like a week away. So I wanted to share some examples of good wellness gifts that you can maybe purchase for someone or purchase for yourself on this special episode. And then I want to also just talk a little bit about Christmas with the holiday season kind of coming around. I feel like it's a good time of year, a season for giving, a season for all good things, being with family, you know, all that good stuff. So just a brief update, kind of starting off with my holiday plans. I will be traveling back home to where I am from in Mobile, Alabama to see my family. So it should be a good time. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, I would say in comparison to Miami, Mobile is definitely a little bit more boring, but having my family there, having my people there makes anything fun. So I'm super excited to go home and honestly just take some time away from the city, take some time away from work, get to actually get some rest, sleep in, train with my coach from back home, you know, just things like that that I'm really looking forward to. So that's what I will be doing for the holidays. I hope you guys have some exciting plans too. And for me also, I just want to say Christmas definitely is, I feel like, so special, like when you're younger, and not to say that it's not like still special. But to me, I feel like it just kind of like loses its magic, like the older that you get, if that makes sense. But I still think that Christmas is an exciting time of year. And I guess the importance just kind of changed, you know, for me, especially as I've gotten older. So, you know, Christmas is really about, again, just prioritizing family, being with your loved ones. And then of course, number one reason for the season is Jesus's birth. So definitely excited to celebrate my God as well. Y'all already know we got to stay faithful on this podcast. So I want to start off also with just kind of telling you guys the best and worst gifts that I've ever received. I thought it'd be kind of like a fun way to start the episode. And then from there, we'll go ahead and get into a good wellness wish list for you, or maybe a friend, or maybe a loved one, your partner, whatever. So starting off with the best gift I would say I'd ever received, I guess it was several years ago, obviously a long time ago. I was probably the age of maybe like 9 or 10. I was obviously living back home. And I remember, for me, like, I've always been someone who like needs an adrenaline rush, especially when I was younger. Like, I grew up with an older brother, so we were always just like doing fun things, playing outside, just always like moving our body. Again, I wanted like adrenaline rush. I always liked like driving really fast, and I always liked, you know, doing things that were like a little bit dangerous, I guess I would say, like as a child, like that type of danger. Anyways, all that being said, though, I remember asking for like a moped for Christmas. And I was super excited to see when I woke up on Christmas morning, when I was again like 8 or 9 years old, that my mom had gotten me this moped. I remember it was light purple. It was my favorite color. And I was like, ooh, like I'm going to be so awesome. Like ride around in my little moped. Like I thought I was so cool. Like I thought I was literally like the shit. I was 9 years old, but I was driving that moped. But the funny thing is, of course, it was an amazing gift. But when I first got it, I was literally so excited about the gift that I immediately wanted to ride it. Okay, right. And my mom was like, do not ride that thing in the house. Like, you don't even know how to drive it. Like, just give me a couple minutes and we'll go take it outside. But of course, me like being stubborn, I was like, no, like we already got it. We're ready to ride this thing. So as soon as I get on this little moped and turn it on, I immediately run into the wall in my house back home. And it doesn't like knock the wall down or anything, but it definitely does like leave a pretty significant dent. And obviously, like, I fell off the moped and like flew to the side or whatever. I don't remember the story 100%, but I do remember that actually happening and it being like a really funny experience. But I was super excited about the gift. And then I would say the worst gift that I've ever received was around when I would say I was probably like that same age, maybe a little bit younger. But of course, again, like when you're a kid, Christmas just has something kind of magical about it. So you're really looking forward to your gifts. Now, maybe not as much, you know, again, the real reason, the real purpose behind Christmas. But for me, like, I was excited for the gifts when I was younger, no lie. I was excited to give them, but I was also really excited to receive them. So I remember we would always go to my grandma's house after we like had our family morning or whatever. I have a small family, but we would open up our gifts with just like my mom, my dad, and my brother. And then from there, we'd go to my grandparents' house. So I remember opening up a gift that was from my grandparents. And of course, like I'm super excited. Again, just let me reiterate, I'm young at the time. I'm like, I know my Mimi got me covered. But I open up my gift and the gift is actually like a flashlight. And I'm like, a flashlight, Mimi, like, come on, like you couldn't get me anything else. Like, you know what I mean? So I remember that being like the worst gift. And honestly, now that like, come to think of it, a flashlight would be a good gift. Like you can never go wrong. Like what if your lights go out? It's like a handy tool that you might need. But as you're younger, like I'm expecting to get like some toys. I'm expecting to get like some cool shoes. I'm expecting to get like something fun and entertaining. And just, I remember opening that gift, seeing the flashlight, and I was just so down, you know? But anyways, all that being said, I want to basically state that when we talk about Christmas, again, number one, the thing that's important to me is just my relationship with the Lord. But number two, it's just a time about giving back. It's just a time about giving to people and being with people you love. So today I want to go ahead and jump into the episode and share with you guys more of like a wellness wish list. So I broke it up into several different categories. If you're watching the YouTube version, you're going to see me kind of glancing down at my phone just because I wrote down and really took the time to think about a lot of products that, of course, I already have and products that I think are in the health and wellness space that would be really good purchases for you or, again, a loved one, a friend, whatever it may be. This goes out to my girls out there who are interested in bettering their health, bettering their quality of life, just good gifts that I thought you guys would like to receive. And also, let me just say, I am not sponsored by any of these products. I really wish that I was, but I am not. So this is just true products that I truly do recommend that have helped me in some type of way on my health and wellness journey. Because, you know, when we talk about health and wellness, it's about a lot of different things. It takes a lot of different practices in order to be mentally and physically well. So first topic we're going to jump into today is beauty products that I recommend. And when we talk about beauty and wellness, I think it comes down to skin, hair, and body. First, I guess, smaller subject in the beauty realm is going to be skincare products that I really like. So just for a quick backstory as well, I guess I've always been kind of interested in skincare because I've always been interested in wellness and like how you show up every day, the way that you look, whether you want to admit it or not, does affect your mental and your physical health. So I've always been a little bit interested in skincare, but I've never really had a problem with my skin up until I actually moved to Miami, like probably like 6 months, 6 or 8 months after moving to Miami. I actually started getting really, really bad acne. It was terrible, actually, you guys, and it really messed with my confidence. I didn't post a lot about it in my social media because I was obviously like pretty embarrassed by it, but it definitely affected like my social life. It affected the way that I saw myself, and like come to think of it, if that's you or you know someone who's struggling with acne, like please do not be like me in my past self and let that affect your relationships and let that affect the way that you see yourself and the way that you show up, because at the end of the day, like if you have skin problems, it is something you want to be aware of and like want to get fixed because of course it affects your overall confidence. Like how could it not? But at the same time, like we all have things that we're not confident about. A little pimple on your face, like do not let it ruin your day. But all this goes to say, in my past, I did not have just that little pimple. I had really, really bad cystic acne. I covered it up almost every single day. It was partially hormonal issues, things that were going on with my diet, things that were going on just with the overall stress in my life. It was a lot of different reasons I would say that I had this acne, and I still don't have perfect skin by any means, but it has gotten drastically better, which I'm super grateful for and has made me more passionate, all this goes to say, about skincare products. So when it comes to, as a female, developing any good skincare routine, this is just from my experience and then also from working with some really good dermatologists here in Miami and then also doing a lot of research myself. I'm someone like I do not trust every doctor, every dermatologist that I meet. I do my research and I make sure I find a good doctor, number one. And then even on top of that, I'm still doing my research to make sure that I agree with the products, because what you put on your skin, what you put on your body is going to have a big effect on the way that you look, obviously, and the way that you feel. So anyway, all this goes to say, when we think about skincare, it really comes down to, in my opinion, you need to have just a couple of products. Don't over exaggerate it. Don't try to get on these crazy skincare trends. Sometimes less is better. It really comes down to having, number one, a good face wash, number two, a good moisturizer, and number three, just like a good quality sunscreen, because you want to, you know, protect your skin from the sun. A lot of times that sun damage can make your skin, number one, age faster. And then also just, it can really exacerbate if you have any really bad acne, especially sensitive. It's like red and inflamed. That sunlight directly is not good for it. And some medications that you take for skin also do not interact well with the sun. So that's one thing that I learned and that I want to share with you guys as well. And that's the products that we'll go into. So when we talk about face wash, before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at yoitskenslow, that's yoitskenslow, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, that's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. Face wash that I've been loving lately is the Origins Checks and Balances Frothy Face Wash. Great recommendation. It's something that makes your skin feel so clean, so fresh after you use it. And all of the ingredients have worked really, really well for my body in comparison to other face washes, because sometimes the chemicals are just straight up too harsh for your face. So I feel like you just want like a gentle skin cleanser that's going to do its job. When we talk about moisturizer, this is a missing piece that I also did not understand until I did research on dermatology. So some of you may not know this. A lot of times people who have like oily skin, and I do, I have more oily skin, I would think like, oh, my skin is already like hydrated, I don't really need to apply any moisturizer. But that's not true. Even if you do have oily or combination skin, and of course dry skin, you still need to have a good moisturizer. So one that has worked really well for me after trying at least over, I would say, 10 to 15 moisturizers is the La Roche-Posay moisturizer. La Roche-Posay, I'm trying to say it correct pronunciation. I'm getting lost in my words, but it's a really good skincare product. I would say it's easy on the skin, especially if you have more acne-prone skin, which I do, and a lot of people have that issue. That's a really good product to try. I use the Double Repair Matte Moisturizer just because it's, again, more for like oily or combination skin, but I know they have several different products with their moisturizers that you could try. And then as far as sunscreen, we'll go ahead and hop into that. Sunscreen is a big one that helped me on my acne journey. I used to never really wear sunscreen. I still love like having like a nice tan, but I do always cover up my face. If I'm going to the tanning bed or I'm laying outside, I may get like 5 minutes of sunlight, but I'm not getting much, you know what I mean? So you need a good sunscreen, and I would go with that same brand. The one that I'm currently using and have been using for months is the La Roche-Posay sunscreen. It's the clear skin sunscreen, and I use the SPF of 60 on my skin. So that one's really good. And then when we talk about one more skincare product that I just want to recommend. So we talked about needing a good moisturizer. Another, I would say, this is still like a moisturizing product. It's more of a cream. I actually use this one at night. I actually talked about it in one of my past podcast episodes when I was talking about recommendations, but it's the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. It will literally make your face feel smooth as a baby's butt. I get a lot of compliments when I wear that product, and I recommend it to a lot of people. So that is another good one. Moving into hair care. So taking care of your hair is obviously super important. And again, when I struggled in my past with, I would just say, my overall health, I remember having very brittle hair. It would fall out way too much because I just was not eating the right nutrients. Again, my body was not really getting the fuel that it needed to produce healthy hair and healthy skin and healthy bones, etc. But all this goes to say, forced me to learn more about hair care, which is really important. So when it comes to hair care products, again, I just think you need a couple of things. First thing would be just like a good shampoo and conditioner. I love the Kérastase shampoo and conditioner in the Curl Manifesto. I have obviously super curly hair, so it's important to take care of my curls. Y'all curly girls out there, feel me. But it's a little bit more of an expensive product, but a little bit of this product goes a long way. And to me, the investment is so worth it, because really, like, also, if you have curly hair, you don't need to be washing your hair every single day. That's another mistake that I made in my past. It really only needs to be washed a couple times a week. And that's, you know, in order to still stimulate like healthy hair growth and keep the natural oils within your hair. So Kérastase shampoo and conditioner and the Curl Manifesto. And then second product is a leave-in conditioner. A leave-in conditioner is something that you need, especially if you have curly hair that tends to be a little bit more dry. So with that same brand, the Kérastase Curl Manifesto leave-in conditioner is so good. I use it every single week. I recommend it to a lot of my friends, a lot of my curly girls. So that's another really good product. And then two more that I use on a weekly basis that I want to recommend to you. One thing I've been loving doing over the past couple months is more like slick back. You guys probably see it if you watch my YouTube channel or check up on my Instagram. I wear my hair slick back a lot, whether it's in a bun or like a low pony or a high pony. I think it's so cute and it just looks super sleek. And it literally takes like 5 minutes to do. It's super quick and it keeps the hair out of your face. So I use the Pattern Edge Control. Phenomenal product. It's easy on your hair. It comes out super well in the shower and it smells good too. And then last product would be on the opposite end of the spectrum. It would be instead of like a gel, I want to give you guys a good recommendation for a dry shampoo. So I like using dry shampoo, number one, to make my hair smell good. And then number two, to kind of freshen it up and give it more volume. Because I never want my hair to be like flat if I'm laying it down. And y'all feel me, you want to have nice hair that's a little bit more voluminous. You don't want it to be super slick and straight down to your head all the time. So another product that I've been loving is, let's see what it's called. Yeah, so it's the Vegamore Grow Dry Shampoo. It smells amazing and again has all of those other purposes that we talked about. And then I want to move directly into body care. There's so many products that I could recommend. I'm actually really enjoying this, but I want to make sure that I keep it fairly short and just give you guys true product recommendations. When it comes to body care, again, sometimes just the less is the better. You don't need a million different things that are reacting with one another on your skin. I think it comes down to having number one, just a good body wash. And then number two, again, like a good lotion, something to moisturize your skin. So when we talk about body wash, one of my favorites right now, I love Trader Joe's. Y'all probably heard me talk about it. Best grocery store. I currently use just like their body soaps. They're not very expensive. They last a long time and my skin has never had any issues tolerating them. And my favorite would be the oatmeal exfoliant bar soap. And let's see, the scent is almond ginger, I believe, and it smells so good and it makes your body feel so smooth. And then when we come to moisturizers for the skin, I use a lot of different lotions, to be honest with y'all, but a line that I've been using a long time that I feel like smells amazing and that, again, just makes the skin feel so hydrated but not like super sticky and like excessive moisture, if that makes sense, would be the Hemp's line of body moisturizers or lotions. And my favorite is the Citrus Blossom with Vitamin C. So yeah, those are some of my favorites when it comes to skincare, body care, and hair care. I want to move directly into the next wellness products that I love that would be amazing for you to get for someone or just get for yourself if you're feeling like treating yourself would be a fitness apparel and just fitness equipment in general. So when it comes to fitness apparel, believe me, I would say I'm a pro on that one because fitness clothes are practically all I wear. Like if I'm going out to a nice event or a party, I'm like, well, I can't wear leggings. Like, I don't know what we gonna put on. And I feel like gym clothes are also, they always look cute. You look put together in them, even if you're not going to the gym, and they're comfortable. To me, when we think about style, like comfort is key. I do not want to wear something the entire day that I'm not going to feel confident in and that I'm not going to feel comfortable in. So there's a couple different brands that I really, really like when it comes to fitness apparel. The first one is going to be Bombshell Sportswear. And this brand is one that I've been wearing a very long time. I would say at least like 5 years. And Bombshell Sportswear, it can be a little bit more expensive. I would say that's like the downside to it. Like every time I purchase something from there, I'm like, ooh, like my credit card is hurting. But to me, the quality of the products are so good that it really is worth the investment because they last such a long time. And I've tried so many other brands and sometimes like they just don't last well, or, you know, they start to get little fuzzies on the pants if you have leggings, or, you know, the seams in the leggings start to rip, or the sports bras don't hold, you know, the girls up well. Like it could be anything, but I feel like this brand is very good, very cute. And they also have sales sometimes and have like a reward point system as well. So there are little perks behind it, but Bombshell Sportswear, great fitness brand. So when it comes to leggings with Bombshell Sportswear, two of my favorites would be the barbell leggings and the scrunch thigh highs. Those are the two combos that I would say I wear the most pants wise. And then as far as sports bras, if you're wanting something a little bit more low coverage, the Twist mini bra is awesome. Very cute, but low coverage for sure. And then the Back It Up bra or any of the tank bras are really, really good too and have more support. And then another brand that I've been loving recently, and I just got into this brand, I would say maybe like 5 to 6 months ago, not a super long time, would be TLF Apparel. I like this brand because I would say they're a little bit more affordable than Bombshell, but the quality is just very good of the products. And they also have more of like an athletic feel. So both materials are very different. Bombshell is more like soft and buttery material. TLF is still very comfortable, but it's more of like, I'm trying to think of a good word to describe the material. It's more of like that athletic style material, if that makes sense. It's not quite as like soft, but it's more like the fabric is very tight on the body and the fabric is more like sports. Like it's perfect for when you're in the gym, I would say, if that makes sense. Very good just for overall lifting weights in, which I really like about it because y'all know, obviously, I lift weights all the time. And then as far as like products, sports bras and leggings that I've been loving, for leggings, I love the Tempo high-waisted workout leggings. And I pair that with sports bra. I love the Tempo front class sports bra. That one, again, is a little bit more minimal coverage. And then something that's going to be higher coverage, I would go for the Genesis high support sports bra. I have both in multiple colors. Again, when I find something I like, I typically just buy it in a couple different colors when I can, and then I just keep rewearing it. So that would be some of my favorites. And then last brand I want to share with you guys that I would say is the most affordable and still is amazing as far as quality would be Diosa Fit. I started wearing this brand probably about a year ago. I know this brand is a little bit more new to the market in comparison to the last two I mentioned, but they're absolutely amazing. What I typically get from this brand though is not like leggings or sports bras. I do have one sports bra and one pair of shorts, I believe, and they're fine. But I would say what I really love most about this brand would be any of the actual bodysuits are really, really good from this brand. So recommendations, I have it pulled up right here. First one will be the Effortless Play Suit or the Jade Play Suit. Those are more like shorts body suits. And then if you wanted more of like a legging body suit, the Effortless Jumpsuit is amazing. I have both of those, the shorts and the longer pant body suits in multiple colors. They work super well. And I think when Black Friday was actually going on, I got them for like $20, like very, very cheap and good material. And they have sales all the time. So definitely look at those products. And also I want to say one more thing, TLF Apparel, they have amazing sales all the time too. So definitely check out those brands and let me know what you guys think. Gotta make sure you guys are looking good in the gym because I truly do believe like if you have a good fly workout outfit on, you just feel better in the gym. You feel confident and it makes you inspired to lift heavier. Like it's just the truth. It's just facts. When you look good, you feel good, you know? And then last thing, as far as clothing that's still in the same kind of realm, would be good quality workout shoes. So this is something I want to take a moment to actually talk to you guys about. If you are someone who's new to the gym, then you probably don't know a lot about the importance of good lifting shoes. And it is vital. Like I'm telling you, if you have good lifting shoes, it's going to help your progress tremendously because you want to make sure you have a shoe, number one, that is flat, number two, that is comfortable, and then number three, one that's a little bit more supportive, especially if you're lifting weights. So this is, again, another mistake I made in the past and something that I feel like a lot of my clients come in and ask questions on. So best lifting shoes that I feel like for me right now would be like the Nike Metcons. So I have the Nike Metcon 9s. And these are primarily for lifting. It's a little bit less of like a flexible shoe. And what I mean by that, it's more like more supportive and it's a little bit more like hard, I guess, like by the feeling of it. But that's really nice because you want that if you're doing squats, deadlifts, etc. And then if you want a shoe that's a little bit more versatile, I'd still go with the Nike Metcons, but I'd choose the 6s because they're actually kind of like a hybrid shoe, which is so dope. Whoever designed this, like props to you, man. This one is going to be more versatile because it's for cardio and it's for lifting. So typically, if I'm just like walking around or I'm doing cardio, again, I go with the Metcon 6s. But if I'm like actually training in the gym, I'll go with the Metcon 9s. And then when it comes to gym equipment, I just want to break down a couple of different things. These pieces of equipment would be if you actually already have a membership to the gym and you're just looking for some more products to kind of make your gains even better. The first thing I would say you need is a good pair of lifting straps. So lifting straps are amazing. They're really good for if you're training heavy pulling movements, just so your like forearms are not fatiguing out before your actual muscle group is that you're trying to target, or so you're not, you know, lifting lighter because you don't have the grip strength to actually pick up the barbell or whatever, or pull down the lat pull down, whatever you're actually lifting. So good lifting straps. And I would just say as far as like brands, you could get so many different lifting straps. They're all going to be pretty similar from my experience. So the ones that I have right now are just currently off Amazon, and I'm going to link that in the show notes. And all of these products I'll link in the show notes for you guys. But really like the next pieces of fitness equipment I want to talk about, you're going to be able to purchase off Amazon at a more affordable price than getting like a super crazy brand that just like maybe looks a little bit cuter. Like your lifting straps don't need to be that cute. Like mine are just black and they do the job. You feel? So next thing you need is cable cuff attachments. The cable cuffs are awesome if you're doing like a glute kickback or if you're doing like a lying cable side lateral raise. I feel like these cable cuffs will help you in so many different ways. They're super cheap off of Amazon, and I feel like it's just a piece of equipment that you need to have because a lot of gyms do not have them, or a lot of people want to use the cuffs, so they're just not available. And then a third piece of equipment would be a barbell pad. Y'all, I be getting so frustrated when I'm at the gym and there's only like one barbell pad and every girl in the gym is trying to do hip thrusts. So literally just buy your own off Amazon. Again, main movement you're going to use it for would be like a hip thrust, just because you don't need a heavy barbell sitting on your pelvis, especially if you're like me and you're lifting heavy. That's going to absolutely kill you. You need something that's going to be a little bit more supportive in that area so you can lift heavier and still feel comfortable doing it. So definitely recommend purchasing a barbell pad. And then last piece of equipment would be some resistance bands. I actually talked a little bit more about fitness equipment on my last podcast episode. I had a listener ask a question about best fitness equipment for at home, and I think I mentioned the band. So definitely be sure to check out that episode if you're looking for more advice on like at home gym equipment. But this will be more catered towards people who are already lifting and just need better equipment or little add-ons to actually bring to the gym. So with resistance band, I would purchase some small ones and I would purchase some big ones. Resistance bands are cool because they're a new way to kind of add in more exercise intensity or change the strength curve of specific exercises. So I love manipulating the strength curve with movements. I'm not going to get too nerdy on it with this podcast, but resistance bands, they give you a different kind of tension. They make the movement just have a different style and a different variation of intensity, I guess I would say. So definitely purchase some bands. You will not regret it. Okay, so in the health and wellness space, next topic I want to go into that should be on your wellness wish list is going to be some type of relaxation and recovery tools. So we've talked about this in past episodes, but I truly do believe recovery and relaxation is such a big part of being mentally and physically well. This is something that when I was younger, I did not prioritize much in the past. I was like, oh, I'll feel good forever. Let me just like do a billion backflips and not warm up before I do them. And let me not worry about stretching after. And let me not worry about taking care of my body because I'm fine. I can do all things. I'm a superhero. And that's just not true. Many of you guys, I hope you guys do not have that mentality, but if you do, you need to change that. So when it comes to relaxation and recovery tools, this is something that you really do need to be prioritizing. So first tool would be a foam roller. So foam rolling is basically going to be a myofascial release that works on the fascia, which is basically the tissue, the connecting tissue that surrounds your muscles. So a lot of times when you're training super hard and super heavy, obviously your muscles are going to get tight and you need something to make them feel more released. So when you're incorporating this foam rolling on a weekly basis, it can actually have you have, number one, just better circulation because, again, you're releasing those tight muscles. Secondly, foam rolling is great for injury prevention. Thirdly, foam rolling is going to be phenomenal for making your muscles actually more responsive to stretching. Again, with this one, just purchase mine off Amazon and they're pretty affordable. You don't need some crazy brand. You just need something that's going to do the job. Second thing would be getting a Theragun. So I love massages. I do not get massages very often, unfortunately, but it is something that I love and something that I feel like really makes your body feel so much better when it comes to a performance standpoint. And then also just, again, like I mentioned, a feeling standpoint. So if you cannot get a masseuse on a regular basis, as most people cannot, I definitely recommend getting a Theragun. And it's really for the same purposes as the foam roller. So it's going to help you relieve tension in your muscles and then also just promote healthy blood flow. Again, with this one, I just got mine off Amazon and I will link that in the show notes below. And then last few things I want to go into when it comes to recovery is going to be supplementation that's going to help you with your recovery. I get so many questions on supplementation, like, Kinsley, where do I even start when it comes to supplementation? Remember that supplementation are just an add-on to having a well-balanced diet and a good fitness routine, but adding in some supplementation can definitely help your progress along from a recovery standpoint. So there are certain products that I swear by that I've been using for years and recommend to you guys greatly. So the first one is going to be an essential amino acid. So this is necessary for repair and muscle tissue. I use the product by First Form. First Form is an amazing brand that I've been using for a while now. I love the EAAs and flavor blueberry lemonade. It just tastes so good, especially if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth and you just want something other than water. You can mix those EAAs in your water and it's going to taste amazing and actually provide you the benefits that I'm going to go into now. So when you're drinking these essential amino acids, they're actually going to provide your body with 9 essential amino acids that your body body cannot produce on its own. Along with this, as I mentioned, essential amino acids are actually going to help you with hydration. And I know First Forms EAAs actually contain a blend of 6 different electrolytes that are going to help you better your hydration. Next product that I absolutely love for recovery when it comes to supplementation is going to be glutamine. Glutamine is a phenomenal supplement. Again, I use First Forms, just unflavored glutamine. It's awesome because it's straight up glutamine. It doesn't have any of these unnecessary additives in the product, and it actually just serves a specific purpose. So the way glutamine works, for those of you who don't know, when you have really intense bouts or periods of really intense training, or maybe even like sickness or really intense even periods of stress, your glutamine levels in your body are going to naturally drop. So when your levels of glutamine lower, of course, your recovery time is going to be longer, and you're not going to be able to, I would say, maintain or build muscle as efficiently. Your recovery process is just not going to be as great. So that's when it becomes important to use this supplementation to its advantage. And adding in the supplement has definitely helped me optimize my recovery. It's helped strengthen my immune system. And also, this supplement is just great. It's multifaceted, honestly, because it's going to help you also repair your gut lining and help aid in your overall gut health, which we know can be such a big problem, especially for a lot of my girls out there. And then last product that I want to recommend on the supplementation side of things, I'm looking at it here, is going to be, oh yeah, protein powder. Okay, so the protein powder that I use is, again, by First Form. I like the Vegan Power Pro. I always do a vegan protein just because my body does not tolerate dairy very well. And what I mean by my body, I mostly mean my skin. I find that when I'm eating dairy, number one, I just don't feel the absolute best. But number two, my skin tends to get worse. So I like a vegan protein powder. I love the flavor iced oatmeal cookie and just the regular vanilla cream by First Form. Those are awesome. And then also, with that same brand, I know they have a non-vegan one, of course, that I have never tried the flavors, I'll be straight up, but I have bought this product for several of my clients and then also several members in my family. And I've heard very good reviews on salted caramel, chocolate milkshake, and peanut butter. They have a million different flavors, honestly, though, with the vegan and with the regular protein powder. And protein, as we know, is the building blocks of our muscle cells. So when you're ingesting, you're getting in enough protein. That's going to help you speed up the recovery process and build and maintain muscle, which is so important to looking and feeling our absolute best. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb, too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. And then final product recommendations that I have for you guys today. These are going to be just random products that I really do like. They still are very relative to overall health and wellness, products that I use on a regular basis and truly just cannot live without. So the first product that I recommend kind of in this realm would be headphones. I feel like if you're someone who goes to the gym, like you need a good pair of headphones, or you're someone who likes to do cardio, you need a good pair of headphones, or you're someone who just likes to vibe, you need to be listening to music, because music, it just is a way to the soul. Like, it just makes your day so much better. So definitely invest in some good quality headphones. To me, two recommendations that I really like. The first one is just going to be like your standard AirPods. I have the AirPods 4. It's not one of the latest models, but it's ones that I feel like are a little bit more affordable. They work, to me, super, super well. And I just like the shape of how they fit in my ear. And then if you want some that's more like over the ear, and I would say like a little bit louder, I would go with the Beats Solo. The Solo 4 wireless headphones. I also have a pair of these and they are absolutely amazing. And then second product that I feel like if you're into wellness that you need, it's just a good quality candle. Let me start by saying I am no candle concierge. I do not know a lot about the toxins within the candles, but I do know the candles that I've been using for literally my entire life, I've never had an issue with and have always boosted my mood and made my apartment smell better. So I think when it comes to wellness, a candle is just a good product to have. And I want to recommend the candles by Bath & Body Works. Super popular brand, but the actual scents that I like stuff that smells sweet and stuff that smells tropical. So a couple of my favorites would be the Lemon Pound Cake for holiday season. I would say Vanilla Bean Noel and Champagne Toast are really, really good in the candle scents. Next product is the Ninja Creamy. I know this is actually blowing up on social media, but I promise you guys, if you're looking for a special gift to get for somebody, the protein ice cream at night, the Ninja Creamy truly has changed my life. I wish they would sponsor me because I have so many good things to say. The protein ice cream, I love it at the end of my night. It's something I truly do look forward to. And then also it was like the holy grail when I was preparing for my bikini competitions, which I know once I go into another prep, it's still going to be my holy grail. I know there's also like these crazy recipes out there that you could find, but to me, it's like, just keep it basic. All you need is a good quality protein powder, a little bit of almond milk. You put it in the freezer, freeze it overnight, take it back out the next day. Put it in the actual Ninja Creamy, make the protein ice cream, blend it up, you're good to go. Like, it's easy and it's effective, okay? Great for curbing a sweet tooth. And then next product, still on like the food side of things, I would say a cream of rice. So before you train, you want to make sure you have a sufficient amount of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are going to be our body's main energy source, but you want to make sure you're having a clean carb source. I'm not telling you to go eat 3 donuts before you train. You're probably going to throw up. We want to make sure you're having a clean carbohydrate source. And one of my favorites that I've been using for so, so long is the hot cereal by The Flavor Gang. I love the flavors crackberry. I love the flavors birthday cake and lemon pound cake. If you're looking for a good quality carb product that's not going to be just like a basic oatmeal, I definitely recommend checking out the Flavor Gang. They are so amazing. And I really, really like their hot cereals. And then very last product that I want to recommend to you guys is going to be just a good quality pair of sneakers. So we talked about workout shoes, yes, but I'm talking about just shoes that you can walk around every day in and look fly. I believe that movement is an amazing part of wellness, right? You have to move your body, and it comes down to sometimes you just need a good pair of shoes. You need to feel good in what you're walking around in. One of my favorites right now, I'm actually wearing them at the moment, are still a shoe by Nike, but they are called the Nike P6000. These are more of like a dad shoe. I know a lot of people do not like this trend, but to me, I never even try to do what's trendy. I just try to do what I like and what's comfortable. So these shoes I have been wearing for several months now. I absolutely love them and probably wear them like almost every single day. They're decently affordable, and to me, they're cute, they're comfortable, and they go with everything. So you want a shoe that's going to be, again, good for movement, easy to walk around in, and still look fly. And I feel like even if you don't like the dad shoe trend, if you know how to style your shoes with an outfit, like, they're going to look good. But yeah, I don't want to ramble too much. That is really all of the wellness wish list products that I have for you guys today. And I want to also say a couple more things. First off, remember that Christmas is truly not about receiving. It really is about giving. I just thought this would be a fun episode to make for you guys and still something a little bit different than the normal content I have on my podcast, but that's still relative to, again, fitness and overall health and wellness. And that goes to say, we all like to have nice things. So I think it's good to treat yourself every once in a while. And I especially think it's always good to buy something for someone else when you can. I wish you guys just such a Merry Christmas. And I want to remind you guys again, the importance of the season, celebrating the Lord's birthday and being with your family and loved ones and just taking it all in, and a time to give back, a time to be in good spirits. I wish you the best always on your wellness journey. And then before we end today's show, a very last thing, I always like to take a question from a listener. If you have any questions, by the way, that you'd like for me to send in and put on the show, I always keep them anonymous. Just feel like it's the best way to go about things. So you can reach out to me through Instagram. First Instagram account is going to be my main page, which is going to be at Yo It's Kinslow. YoitsKenslo. And then my business account that I also post very frequently on, especially more like podcast content, is going to be Fitness for Fortitude, FITNESS, the number 4, and then just the word fortitude, which is FORTITUDE. Let's get into today's question. So question is, I've heard many different opinions on nutrient timing and its importance. With my current work schedule, I find it really difficult to eat at the same times every day and just kind of get in my food when I can. I do eat very clean, but I'm just curious to know how this may be potentially impacting my progress. Does meal timing really make a significant difference in overall body composition and exercise performance? Great question. In short, yes, your meal timing makes a difference, and I would say both your exercise performance and the way that you look with your body composition. So we'll talk about first just from a body composition standpoint. Meal timing is going to play a significant role in your overall digestive health and your insulin sensitivity and your metabolism and just in your hormone balance, which all will affect the way that you look. So I'm a big believer in doing like more small portions more frequently throughout the day versus eating these large, large portions maybe once or twice a day. I found that that approach has worked really well for me and for many of my clients as well, because I feel like if you're only eating once or twice a day, a lot of times the portions are so big, it can be really hard on your digestive system, or you're not going to be able to get in all the nutrients you need. You know, for example, say you need to get in 100 grams of protein a day. Not many people need to get less than that. For most of my ladies, I recommend getting 100 to like 150. So if you're getting 100 grams of protein, but you're only eating twice a day, you're going to have 50 grams of protein in each meal. Along with that, actually getting in your carbs and your fats as well, and whatever else you want to do, you're going to be so full, you're going to feel terrible. That's just, it's not going to work. So I don't think it's good to absolutely stuff your body like that. I think that you need to really think about the purpose of fueling your body for what you do. So from a body composition, again, standpoint, if you're going like in at the very end of the night and you're eating a whole bunch of food, but you're just preparing your body to go to sleep, I do believe that can lead to a lot of excessive fat storage. And that's another reason that I think meal timing is important. So that's from more of like a body composition standpoint, just I would say the brief version. And then when we talk about athletic performance, the number one concept that I want you to get in your head is food is fuel. I don't know why people have this belief now that like every time you eat healthy, like you're on a diet. I don't think that eating healthy is a diet. I think it's more of a lifestyle. You're feeding your body with good nutrients to help you perform better in your athletic performance and just in your overall function. So meal timing plays a role in your overall ability, I would say, to train at your best, to recover well, and just make better gains. So for example, common issues I see with meal timing would be macro hoarding, as we talked about earlier, saving all of your calories for the end of the night, which means no sense unless you're planning on going to run a marathon at night or going to train at night. You know, on top of that, I see people going extended periods of time without eating, which when we look at an athletic standpoint, if you're going 4 or 5 hours without having a meal, but then you try to go in the gym and train, you're not going to feel your best. You're not going to be able to lift as heavy. Your pump's not going to be as good, and you're just going to feel low energy. So it really is, again, that concept of food is fuel, and that meal timing is important. And then another issue I see is not consuming breakfast. I'm not saying, you know, as soon as you wake up, you have to stuff your face. A lot of times for me, even as well, it is a little bit harder for me to eat when I first wake up. I'm kind of anxious. I got a lot going on, need to get out the door, but you do need to make sure, I would say, that you eat within at least a couple hours upon waking, if not sooner. You know, don't get up at 8 a.m. and then wait until 11 to eat. That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You have to think about your fueling your body for your everyday task. You know, my mom always taught us like a good day started with a good breakfast. We'd be eating when I was like 6 years old, we'd be eating oatmeal. You know what I mean? She's like, y'all need them carbohydrates, get them in. And I just think that was really important. Something that I learned, because again, it just comes down to really fueling yourself for the daily tasks that you have in the day. And then also for your athletic performance. And I feel like I'm rambling at this point, but I can do a whole nother episode on nutrient timing and its importance, because even like when we think about like pre and post-workout nutrition as an athlete, that's a big one. It's helped me drastically on my fitness journey, as well as many of the clients that I've worked with in the past. So just shoot me a message on IG if you do want me to have a whole separate episode that's more about nutrient timing itself and why it's important and the best way to structure your meals. It is variant on the person, but we can at least do like a rundown of that. So let me know if that's what you guys want to see, along with anything else you want to see. I'm always open to ideas. I love making this podcast creative, and I love really giving back to you guys. And really, this podcast is for you. So whatever you guys want me to talk about, I'm always open to doing that within reason. So I appreciate you guys. I want to wish you such a Merry Christmas. Remember the reason for the season. Continue to work on your health and wellness. Prioritize mental health. Prioritize your physical health. Make some gains in the gym. And I will talk to you guys next Thursday, and looking forward to it. Again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and talk to you next Thursday. Bye.